ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as Mountain Home is able to come from behind and get this victory tonight here at Patriot Arena. The Lady Bombers defeat Marion by a score of 43-40. First, let's get our Dewey and Sons player of the game. It's going to have to be Kate Gilbert. She was awesome tonight, especially in that second half with a couple of big threes. Actually three big threes in the second half. She ended up with 20 points this evening. Only player double figures for Mountain Home. Also for the Lady Bombers, Emma Martin ended up with 9 on the night, 8 for Anna Grace Foreman, and 6 for Ashton Yates. Marion had one player in double figures as well. That was Deidreanna Kale, with 18 points. 7 each for Keonda Delaney and Joy Montgomery. 4 for Jayla Henderson, and 2 each for Jessica Robbins and Amaya Sloan. Mountain Home ended up with 14 turnovers on the night. Marion with 12. I tell you, Mountain Home did a much better job of taking care of the ball in the second half. The first half was a little tough for them, but that was one of the big keys, is that they avoided the turnovers a lot better in the second half. Marion ended up with 12 on the night. This game had one tie and 4 lead changes. Mountain Home had the first lead at 1-0, but they didn't lead again for a while until it got to be, I believe, if I remember right, it was 31-30. When they got the lead back. And so that was the second lead change, and then they end up with a couple more lead changes, and Mountain Home just was able to get the three-point victory. And so with that win, Lady Bombers are going to improve to 14-3 on the season, and 3-1 in the 5A East. Marion's going to drop to 8-11 overall, that is, 1-3 in conference play. So again, the Lady Bombers get the three-point win, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion part of our broadcast. We'll be coming back to you in about 3 minutes for the boys' portion, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. Again, our final score, Mountain Home defeats Marion in this girls' game, 43-40. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.